Confirmed coronavirus infections are continuing to soar in many parts of the U.S. and Europe. So has anger over the restrictions governments put in place to try and stem the tide and avoid overwhelming hospitals. Oklahoma, Illinois, and Michigan were among the U.S. states announcing new record highs in daily confirmed cases this weekend, a day after a nationwide daily record of more than 83,000 reported infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. German authorities reported a record one-day total of new coronavirus cases this weekend, while leaders in Spain and Italy debated how to control the resurgent virus and public pushback to curfews. The global death toll now tops 1.1 million people. U.S. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, assured supporters packed shoulder to shoulder at a trio of rallies this weekend that Americans are rounding the turn on the coronavirus. And the White House says Vice President Mike Pence plans to maintain an aggressive campaign schedule this week, despite his exposure to a top aide who tested positive for the coronavirus. Vice President's office says that under Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria, Pence is considered a close contact of his chief of staff, Mark Short, but will not quarantine. Vice President's office says Pence does not have to quarantine because he's considered an essential worker. Pence himself has tested negative. And U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett won crucial backing when one of the last Republican holdouts against filling the seat so close to Election Day announced support ahead of a confirmation vote expected on Monday. Senator Lisa Murkowski declared her support Saturday as the Senate worked through a rare weekend session that's set to continue Sunday. President Trump's nominee already appeared to have enough Republican support to push back Democratic opposition. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces have killed Abu Musin al-Masri, a senior al-Qaeda leader who was on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Most Wanted Terrorist list. Afghanistan's National Director of Security, or NDS, said in a tweet, al-Masri has been charged in the United States with having provided material support and resources to a foreign terrorist organization and conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals. Al-Masri, believed to be al-Qaeda's second-in-command, was killed during a special operation in Ghazni province in eastern Afghanistan, this according to the NDS, adding that he was the supreme leader of the organization in the Indian subcontinent. The al-Qaeda operative was an Egyptian national, says the FBI. Last month, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, meanwhile, said that fewer than 200 al-Qaeda operatives remain in Afghanistan. The death toll from the suicide attack Saturday in Afghanistan's capital rose to at least 18 killed and 57 people wounded, including students, the Interior Ministry said. The explosion struck outside an education center in a heavily Shiite neighborhood of western Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan says the attacker was trying to enter the center when he was stopped by security guards. Samsung Group announced that Lee Kun-hee, the charismatic leader of South Korea's biggest conglomerate, died on Sunday. 78-year-old Lee helped grow his father's trading business into a powerhouse with dozens of affiliates stretching from electronics and insurance to shipbuilding and construction. Lee is the latest second-generation leader of a South Korean family-controlled conglomerate to die, leaving thorny succession issues for the third generation. And as we have been reporting, COVID-19 cases continue to rise across the United States and Europe. In the U.S., three states announced new record highs in daily confirmed cases this weekend, a day after a nationwide daily record of more than 83,000 reported infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. German authorities reported a second one-day total of new coronavirus cases this weekend. In Italy, officials huddled with regional authorities to determine what new restrictions could be imposed as confirmed cases surpassed 500,000. Elsewhere in Europe, police in Warsaw, Poland used tear gas and pepper spray to disperse protesters angry over new virus restrictions. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.